Mr. Samuel J. Pruitt, date of birth is 2/15/58. Yesterday was 3/31/2025. Called this interim face-to-face evaluation. This is a 66-year-old gentleman who was seen originally by this examiner on or about July of 2024. He's a VA patient. He used to work for City of Houston for years. He's single. He has three children. He has a history of extensive tobacco abuse and some drinking alcohol in the past, but not recently, period. The paragraph, he suffers from COPD, myasthenia gravis, history of pulmonary embolus, contributing to his pulmonary hypertension, contributing to his corpulmonale and his shortness of breath, chronic shortness of breath, history of DVT. He receives care from the VA hospital. At one time, he was homeless. Recently, has been moved to Market Street, apartment 140. Period. New paragraph. He also has a history of spinal stenosis, low back pain, right leg pain, or left leg pain. Also has lower extremity swelling bilaterally, both prior to his DVT and right-sided heart failure. Period. His surgery includes a craniotomy due to a gang attack at a younger age. Family history. Mom died of a hole in her heart. Doesn't know much about her father. Oh, his father died of prostate cancer, 85. Mom was 80 years old. Surgery, multiple stents in the right leg, at least three. COVID immunizations are protected. Allergy none. Medication list. He takes PYRIDOSTIGMINE bromide, 60 milligram for myasthenia gravis. Did I say he had myasthenia gravis? Well, I hope I did. Three times a day. Cialis, 20 milligram a day. Folic acid, 1 milligram a day. Xarelto, 10 milligram once a day. Clindamycin. No, gabapentin, 300 TID now. And Lipitor, 80 milligram once a day. Medical issues. He has right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, hence he's on Cialis. History of atrial fibrillation, shortness of breath. He has pedal edema. History of myasthenia gravis, increased weakness. Low back pain, anxiety, difficulty with ambulating. He was able to ambulate with a cane in the past. Also has increased shortness of breath, increased swelling, increased weight. He also has a history of myocardial infarction, has two heart attacks 4 days apart. Some time ago. Patient does not have a nebulizer, was found to have shortness of breath. He's not on O2 at this time. His blood pressure is 130 over 92, pulse is 95, pulse is 99, O2 sat 95%. Patient's heart reveals positive, some positives to lungs, bronchi and rales, abdomen, soft neck, shows positive JDD, skin shows no rash around the cusp with indigenous logical non-focal. Low extremity 2 plus edema. Here we have a 66-year-old gentleman with history of myasthenia gravis, COPD, which in the past year has gotten much worse. He also has, he now has decreased exercise tolerance, increased shortness of breath, ADL dependency, wears a diaper, needs provider services from the VA. He also has a history of his spinal stenosis, he's in chronic pain, history of pulmonary embolus, contributing to his COPD and his shortness of breath. He's in need of nebulizer. He had his own nebulizer, but because of the move to the new apartment, he doesn't know what they did with his nebulizer. He needs albuterol for his nebulizer as well, period. He needs, he's on Neurontin for neuropathy, but he complains of pain to the point that he's not able to sleep, period. He continues to receive his Pyra, PYRIDOSTIGMINE to help with myasthenia gravis, which has been somewhat successful, period. Patient has extensive history of smoking and UGOH in the past. He is currently not smoking. O2 saturation is stable on room air at this time. It's becoming taxing for patient to leave the house and to go to his appointments, would like to be, and has increased weakness and shortness of breath and requires requires treatment with will require treatment with nebulizer to increase his activity level and decrease his shortness of breath. Thank you.